Good morning. Steve's thought for the day on another beautiful weekend. Ness, talk to us.
Morning, it's Ness Andrews from Life Church Litchfield, and it's Saturday morning, and what a beautiful week we've had. I feel a little bit lobster-esque this morning, as the last couple of days I've probably lacked a little bit on the sun cream front. So take note, folks, get your sun cream on this morning, because I think we're in for another beautiful, hot, sunny day. This morning I want to have a little look at Proverbs 5, verses 10 to 11, and they read, "Whoever loves money never has enough. Whoever loves wealth is never satisfied with their income. This too is meaningless. As goods increase, so do those who consume them. And what benefit are they to the owners except to feast their eyes on them?" And as I was thinking about this verse, then I guess I'd like to say that we lived in a society that no longer values these things and that we have learnt from history. Sadly, the reality is that though many systems of economics, such as Marxism, socialism or capitalism, are all based on materialism and a value based on wealth, and all fall short of the principles and values of God, which is purely based on love. So have you ever been caught in the bubble of, "I must have this," or do your children thirst for the next iPhone or Xbox game? Do you strive to increase your income for a freedom to buy whatever you want? The reality is, we would like to all say no, but often the choice is ours, or if not, it's driven by the powers of the world of commercialism. So you don't need a new iPhone or Samsung or latest PC, but the powers of Silicon Valley design their produce so that it becomes ineffective if we don't upgrade. And sometimes we have a choice, and sometimes we are manipulated by the greed of commercialism. Now, don't get me wrong, there is no sin in having nice things, but they do not create our identity or value. Our identity is in Christ, the creator of mankind. And I'm reminded that, as I read this, that we enter this world with nothing and we depart it with nothing. So if our joy and satisfaction cannot come from wealth, then where do we get it from? Well, for me, I can say that my joy and fulfillment comes from the Lord, and that in my walk with coming to know Jesus, that the more time I spend with Jesus, and the more time I come to realise that the riches of the world can never satisfy me, and only He can do that. Freddie Mercury once said, "You can have everything in the world and still be the loneliest man." And that is the most bitter type of loneliness. Success has brought me world idolisation and millions of pounds, but it has prevented me from having the one thing we all need, a loving, ongoing relationship. My friends, crave love, crave purpose, and crave a lifelong relationship that won't leave you empty or lonely, and that is Jesus. Let us pray. Come, Holy Spirit. Father, I just want to lay before you today that, Lord, that no matter where we are in our life, whether we are lonely, whether we are searching or pursuing the riches of this world, Father, that you would just come before us, that you would reveal yourself to us, Lord, and that you would replace the emptiness that that currently stands, and fill us by your Holy Spirit till our cup is overflowing, Lord, so that we no longer have a need to look towards the worldly riches of materialism, Lord, and that our thirst is quenched and satisfied by just having a relationship with you. And we ask this, Lord, in your precious name. Amen.
Make a great day. Carpe diem.